Hapnut's junior varsity Queens volleyball team brought another Zone 11 title banner back home with them last weekend, coming first and moving on to provincials. The Queens played their zone tournament in the PAW at Margaret Barber Collegiate, MBCI, November 12-13, playing against Norway House's Helen Betty Osborne and Ninive Education Resource Center, HBOIERC, Huskies and Opaskwayak Cree Nation's Oscar Laughlin Wolverines in the first pool. Hapnut would advance after beating both teams, handing the Wolverines a 25-16, 25-20 loss and beating the Huskies 25-13, 25-4. In the final bracket, Hapnut received a bye into the semifinals, where they faced Cross Lake Mikaso. The Queens advanced to the zone final with a 25-20, 25-22 victory, setting up a match with the host MBCI Spartans. In a tense three-set affair, the Queens would come out with a 16-25, 25-21, 15-10 win, claiming the banner and keeping their season alive. With the zone win, the Queens will move on to provincials at Major Pratt School in Russell November 24-26. Varsity Kings. The senior Varsity Kings ran the gauntlet in Dauphin, playing seven games in an eight-team round-robin tournament and coming out on top. Dauphin Regional Comprehensive Secondary School, DRCSS, played host to the Marathon Tournament November 12-13, facing an appropriately named slog of seven games in just 2 days. Hapnut would win a set in all seven games, dropping one each against both the host DRCSS Clippers and the Alonza McCreary Mavericks and otherwise going spotless, finishing atop the heap with 12 sets won and 2 lost. The Kings will host their Zone 11 championships this weekend at Hapnut, playing host to a six-team tournament with 2 3-team pools. Hapnut will face Oscar Laughlin and HBOIERC in initial pool play. Varsity Queens. The Varsity Girls Queens played at Major Pratt School for the Lady Trojans Invitational Tournament, the team's final tune-up before zones this weekend. The Queens were defeated in the opening round by the host Trojans, but defeated the Swan Valley Tigers 25-21, 25-17, advancing to the playoff round. Hapnut would play the Ebb and Flow Thunderbirds in a quarterfinal game, defeating them 25-13, 25-12, then would beat semifinalists Elton in a close 25-20, 26-24 battle, setting up a rematch in the finals with the Trojans. Sadly for the Queens, the hosts would get the last laugh, winning 25-18, 25-13, taking glory on their home court and robbing the Queens of a chance to win their fifth tournament of the year. The Queens will now move into Zone 11 championships in Norway House from November 18-19, one of seven teams in the initial draw. Hapnut will be in a three-team pool against Oscar Laughlin and the Frontier Raiders from Cranberry Portage's Frontier Collegiate. JV Kings. Hapnut's JV boys squad also played in their own Zone 11 tournament last weekend, playing on their home court November 11-12. Hapnut took 2 wins in the opening round, beating HBOIERC 25-21, 25-14 in their opening game and taking a hard-fought 12-25, 25-20, 15-13 three-set battle to leave their pool as top seed. However, the JV Kings' luck ran out in the playoff bracket, facing Cross Lake Mikaso and losing in the semifinals. The visitors handed the Kings a 25-10, 20-25, 15-8 three-set loss to move on to the final, where the MBCI Spartans took a 25-8, 25-20 victory to claim the banner. The Hapnut loss marks the end of the boys' team season.